Very glad to be here on my way back to Australia after having been away for 5 months or so and forgotten what an Australian accent sounds like. But, yes. So I'll explain a bit later that, well, this is a problem that I actually worked on many years ago and published a conference paper in Australia on this topic, on part of this topic, in 1980. And unfortunately, and I published it in an engineering conference that I went to so that all the engineers would take it up and use it, but that never happened. So I think no one's ever cited it and no one's ever used it, unfortunately. But recently, earlier this year, I was talking to Freeman Cook, my former CSIRO colleague, who's now no longer in CSIRO either, and he was working on some, he explained to me, he was working on some problems of overbank flow from rivers, so the water flowed across the surface of the land and simultaneously infiltrated, and this is part of a larger project with some other people on groundwater surface water interaction, which is now suddenly a very popular issue in Australia and elsewhere. And I said, well, actually, a long time ago, I published some stuff which is very relevant to this. So he's been using it. And so I should apologise in advance for anybody who came to this talk expecting reasonably to see a talk full of, you know, maybe several dozen very complicated equations. Because what actually happened was, early on Sunday morning, I woke up and I wanted to find out the results of the rugby match at the World Cup between Australia and New Zealand, traditional enemies. So I went and looked at many, many newspaper sites and eventually found the very bad news for me that Australia lost very badly to New Zealand. And then an even worse thing happened. I realised from one of these sites my old laptop computer had got a very bad virus and was just became a useless brick with this virus called, ironically, called Cloud Protection. So at the Hotel Business Centre, I had to redo my talk. Fortunately, I'd backed up a couple of diagrams, but it had a version of PowerPoint and a version of Word without any equations, which, of course, is what most ordinary people have. So I just typed in some symbols, but there are no very few equations. So I'm sure you're all very disappointed at that. So I'll talk less about maths and equations and more about the history of this problem, because I think it actually has an interesting history. So what do I do? So I'll first talk about the volume balance formulation, which is due to Lewis and Millen in 1938, and I'll talk about infiltration functions of Philip and various others, and then the formal solution to the simple overland flow problem by Philip and Farrell in 1964 using Laplace transforms. And I'll then talk about something else that John Philip did, the linearised Richards equation infiltration function. He did that in 1966. But what he didn't realise, and I later realised, is that, and it's very unusual for John Philip not to realise something like that, is that he could actually use that linearised Richards equation in the Philip and Farrell formulation. And there were various flaws in the Philip and Farrell solution, or the particular solution of that overland flow problem, pointed out typically and validly by Parlange and others in 1973. And I will then describe my solution from 1980 and various extensions. So this is a schematic diagram of the infiltration advance problem, which is very poor because I just drew it myself in a hotel room. And the water flows at a rate Q from some source at the border of a field, and it flows along the surface to a depth, say, C, which of course will in general depend on the flow rate, but we assume it doesn't, and the water simultaneously infiltrates down into the soil. And of course, eventually, if the system goes on, usually what happens, of course, is by design, is that the water reaches the other end of the field. But if it goes on for long enough and there's no limit at the other end, then eventually it reaches a steady state where, of course, the water just flows in reaches a maximum extent X and just flows downwards until the water eventually stops. So this X of T is the distance that this has advanced, and the Y of T, which is a function also of distance, say S, at any point, is the amount of water that's infiltrated into the soil. And this is the problem that, in fact, John Philip was hired by CSIRO in about 1951 to work on. He'd previously spent his short career as an irrigation engineer designing irrigation schemes in Queensland. And when he applied for the job in CSIRO, his boss in Queensland wrote a letter of recommendation saying, "Mr. Philip is very untidy in his dress and has bohemian habits, which is probably due to his hobby, which is writing poetry. However, despite this, his work is first class." So he got the job in CSIRO. They don't write letters of recommendation like that anymore. So I haven't got... This is not a proper equation. I've just tried to fake it. So this is the Lewis and Milne 1938 volume balance equation, which says that the total amount of water that's flowed in at the side is equal to the depth of water on the surface plus this complicated integral of the water that's flown down into the soil. And this is actually, in mathematical terms, it's an... It doesn't show it here, of course, but it's a convolution-type equation for anyone, integral equation for anyone who knows what that is, and these are the definitions of the different parameters. So, as I said, this was the very problem that John Philip was hired to work on in CSIRO, and he was a young engineer without a PhD and no specific research experience. And that was the first problem he ever published a paper about, where he had the assistance of a mathematician, George McIntyre. And then he got involved in finding out mathematical expressions for this infiltration term in this Lewis-Milne equation. And to cut a long story short, he did a whole bunch of semi-numerical solutions of the soil water flow equation, which is a matter of principle he would never call the Richards equation in his whole life, only the flow equation, because he never wanted to give credit to anyone else, even Richards. And he got an infiltration function at short times with S, the sorptivity, and A as a coefficient, and that applies at short times. And at long times, you get another approximation, Y equals Y naught plus K1T, with K1, the saturated hydraulic conductivity. And this has caused much confusion because, of course, in general, this parameter A and this parameter K1 are quite different. There's no reason why they should be the same, because this is a short-term approximation and this is a long-term approximation. However, it's been observed in practice that this ratio A over K1 is approximately between 1/3 and 2/3. But if you just use this for a long-time approximation, you get the wrong answer, of course. And so what's happened is that some people have used this Philip 2 parameter equation with the parameter A equal to K1, which means it doesn't properly apply either at short or long times. But so the general solution of Philip and Farrell, 1964, to the infiltration advance problem, they published it in 1964, was, well... They used the method of Laplace transforms to solve the infiltration advance, the Lewis-Milne balance equation. And it had an interesting story because, I mean, John Philip was not a natural collaborator and very rarely collaborated with anyone else. And what happened was that both John Philip in Canberra and Dave Farrell in Melbourne, who was a PhD student, they independently solved the same problem, you know, unknown to each other, and somehow they came to realise that they'd both solved the same problem. So in the end, they compromised by writing a joint paper. And so in terms, if you don't know what the Laplace transform is, that's unfortunate, but this is the way we solve it, that we get the Laplace... So this was their big breakthrough, showing that if you could write... If you knew the Laplace transforms... Think Fourier transforms, but in the real domain, as it were, that if you knew as an input the Laplace transform of the infiltration function, you could put it into this formula, and get out the Laplace transform of the advance function in the Laplace transform domain. And this worked provided you knew the Laplace transform of the infiltration function, and provided you could then invert the Laplace transform of the advance function to get a function in the time domain. And both of those, the second one is not so important because nowadays we can use numerical methods of inverting Laplace transforms, but the first one is vital. So Philip and Farrell did two important things. They first found the general solution to that problem, and then they had what we could call a particular solution by using as an example this Philip two-parameter equation, the infiltration equation, of which you can easily find the Laplace transform. You can look it up in tables. But when you apply it and calculate that y, for some parameter ranges, you get quite a... Something bad happens. The answer comes out in terms of error functions, which is something that all physicists use quite often and statisticians use. So you can get error functions in Excel. And I certainly find nowadays when I get a wonderful mathematical solution to some problem and give it to my clients who are engineers, unless they can work it out in Excel, they're not interested. So we always have to embody it in Excel. But unfortunately, these error functions of complex argument, even nowadays, are not in Excel and not even in MATLAB. So you have to, they're very difficult to calculate. So let's go back a bit. So what I realised, in fact, in the 1970s, was that, and something that John Philip didn't realise when he did it in 1966, was that, well, so what John Philip did in 1966 was solve the linear transient Richards equation with constant diffusivity and hydraulic conductivity proportional to water content. That gives a linear Richards equation. And because it's transient, it's not the same linearization as the Gardner, which is a steady state one. And so this gives, and John Philip derived, an infiltration function for y in terms of error functions, the usual kinds of things. But I don't think he did it by Laplace transforms. He probably did it by looking it up in Kassler and Jager, which is the way many problems are solved. But because it's a solution of a linear equation in the transient one, it has by necessity a simple Laplace transform. And as I think John Philip showed, it has A over K1 is 0.5, which is in the middle of the observed range. So what I thought was, hey, this has a simple Laplace transform, so let's see what happens when we put it in the Lewis-Milne equation. So then what happened in a separate stream, as it were, is Parlange in 1972 pointed out that when he was going through looking for errors in any of John Philip's papers, which was an easy thing for him to do, he pointed out that the short-time solution of the infiltration equation in fact gives only a short-time solution of the advance problem, which is utterly correct. And the Philip two-parameter function, of course, has the wrong long-time solution unless we assume that A equals K1. And so in 1979, Collis, George and Freeburn in Australia, they got much better results for the advance function using the long-time infiltration function Y equals Y0 plus K1T. So what this says is that this is the amount of water that flows into the soil at long time plus some fixed amount that flowed in originally. In fact, the dimensionless solution of the linearized equation gives you a parameter for Y0, which is quite reasonable as well. So what I did is I put the, in my 1980 unread paper, put the Philip 1966 linear Richards equation as an input. And it has a simple Laplace transform, although of course it has a complicated form. But the two parameters in this one are basically the sorptivity S and the K1, the saturated hydraulic conductivity, which can be independently measured. And so the Philip and Farrell advanced Laplace transform of the advance function was this thing, and my answer was this thing. And if you don't look too closely, they don't look too different, but it's got an extra term here. And it turns out that even though it has a slightly more complicated form, it's easier to... This answer for the advanced function can be relatively easily inverted in terms of error functions which have real arguments and exponentials, all the usual kinds of things that soil physicists are used to using. So this is the black line is my solution using the linearised input, and this is the Philip and Farrell thing using the corresponding S and A. And as you can see, it's only, as Palonge pointed out, it's only valid for short times, and it rushes off to the wrong value at infinity. And this is a comparison of the 1980 solution with the Collis-George and Freeburn solution using that long-time infiltration function for this real Richards equation that's been linearised. And theirs is the blue dots, and mine is again is the black lines. And you can see that particularly at short times, it certainly gets the right result at long time, but at short times it's fairly inaccurate, as you would expect. But it's still not too bad. And so, extensions and conclusions. So various authors have extended the volume balance formulation to water supplied at a point on the soil surface and spreading out radially, which is an important problem. And so you can apply all this theory to exactly that same problem. It all works. And the linearised Richards equation provides a more realistic input for the Lewis and Min infiltration advanced function, which is then correct at both small and long times, unlike the Philip and Farrell version. And I certainly think that the linearised Richards equation infiltration function should be used more widely, which Freeman Cook is in the process of doing at the moment. Okay, thank you.
Thank you, John.